ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من أطاع التواني ضيع الحقوق، ومن أطاع الواشي ضيع الصديق.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "He who is a sluggard loses his rights, and he who believes in the backbiter loses his friend."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In the beautiful persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and also during the life of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence really witnessed all kinds of people. And so we ask ourselves, after we listen to the kinds of people that Imam Ali describes, where do we fall into this category? For it is very important for us to know which kind of people are we. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says people are of three types. One is the scholar and is divine. Now, of course, this scholar must be a scholar who actually acts upon his knowledge,
not merely a bookworm, meaning the knowledge of the scholar is added to the action, this results to wisdom, and this is what leads the true religious scholar towards paradise and towards perfection and completion. So the first type of people is the one who is the scholar and is divine. The second type of people is the one that is the seeker of knowledge, who is also on the way to deliverance. And so either you are a scholar who applies what they know, or you are a seeker of knowledge, meaning either you are an expert, a teacher, or you are a student and you are a seeker of knowledge. Both of these are on the way to deliverance. But Imam Ali alayhi salam says the third type of people is the common rot who runs after every collar and bends in the direction of every wind. They seek no light from the auspiciousness of knowledge, and they do not take protection from any reliable support. So, dear friends, here we find the three types of people that Imam Ali alayhi salam has seen in his life and the three types of people that he categorizes. One is the scholar who is divine and acts upon his knowledge. The second is the seeker of knowledge who is on the same path towards deliverance. But there is a third kind of people, and they are the ones who have no conviction. Some people, they call them to the left, they run to the left. Some people call them towards the right, they run towards the right. They do not know what they are doing in their life. They bend in any direction of every wind, meaning they are neither on this side nor that side. Perhaps they are on both sides. Perhaps they don't even know what side they are on. And perhaps why do they not know what side they are on? Because they have decided to, as Imam Ali says, not seek light from the auspiciousness of knowledge, and they did not take protection from a reliable support such as Allah, the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt. Another beautiful and interesting lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاجعل نفسي مطمئنة بقدرك راضية بقضائك
O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
O كل صبح وكل شراب تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He was born inside the place that billions face in prayer. He was martyred in one of the best places of prayer whilst performing prayer. He gave charity in prayer and was praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, loved his salah. How can he not, when he was the closest human being and the best student of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? How best then to honor the man born inside the Kaaba and martyred in Masjid al-Kufa, who dedicated his life for Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than to learn from his prayers? Here are lessons that we can learn from the salah of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Number one, the best preparation. Although it can sometimes be rushed or perhaps done habitually, Imam Ali alayhi salam recommends that we spiritually enhance the wudu by reciting special dhikr as well as dua for each stage. For example, whilst washing the face, we say, Allahumma bayyidh wajhi yawma taswaddu fihi alwujuh. Oh Allah, illuminate my face on the day many faces will be disgraced. Imam alayhi salam then goes on to say, if one performs their ablution as I do and says as I say, Allah the Almighty will create for each drop of the ablution water an angel that praises him and holds him as holy while magnifying him, and Allah will write down the rewards for such an individual up to the day of Qiyamah. Amazing. Just imagine how many angels would be praying for you. Now the link for the du'as of the wudu as recited by Imam Ali alayhi salam is found below the video. You can print it, perhaps laminate it, and place it inside the restroom or bathroom. Number two, know the magnitude of the prayer. The commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, is narrated to have said, if a person praying knew the extent of the mercy of God upon them whilst in prostration, they would not want to lift their head from the ground at all. If a believer is praying, the Imam Ali Salam says in another narration, Iblis, Shaitan, looks at them with much envy when they notice the great extent of God's mercy being showered upon them. Once he told Muhammad bin Abu Bakr, know, O Muhammad, that everything follows on from your prayers. So if you waste it, you waste everything else. An important reminder, therefore, to make salah center stage in our lives. Check how we do it and empower ourselves with knowledge on how to improve its performance. Number three, the final deed. If any one of us were told that we have 10 minutes remaining in our lives, what would we do? In a narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam states, when you stand in salah, pray the prayer of one who is bidding farewell to this world. I.e., perform it in the best way, don't rush it, and try to focus with your heart. Imam Ali alayhi salam categorically states, من أتى الصلاة عارفا بحقها غفر له. Whomsoever performs the prayer whilst cognizant of his status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.